بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، we are beginning the chapter on barakah, blessings in business. We are discussing from the kitab, the title of the kitab Mu'amalat, the spiritual dimensions of monetary dealings in Islam, where we have to learn the ahkam, the laws of sharia, the laws by which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala distributes and sustains the creation, and the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is mu'amalat, that how we can do business according to the dictates of sharia, by means of which we can gain the barakah and blessings from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So we had begun the chapter in regards to barakah, blessings in business. And among those things that will draw and pull barakah from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is fulfilling the rights of goods. Then we discuss contentment. Thirdly, treating family members well. This also pulls barakah from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Then number four, abstaining from sin. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a man is deprived of sustenance because of a sin which he commits. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a man is deprived of sustenance because of a sin which he commits. This is a riwayat and narration of Ibn Majah. Well, these are amongst the things because of which a person is deprived of barakah, and more than that, he is deprived of sustenance from the side of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So this riwayat, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam cautions men that introspect every time. That what is the cause, what is the reason behind the doors of sustenance closing upon me, my family, or that I am working very hard, but there's no barakat right now. I am working very hard, there's no barakat, the figures are there, but somebody is getting sick, children are getting sick, or expenditure is increasing. All are commonly we find, the SARS is on my back. All these years I lived it up, had a good life, had all the holidays. All of a sudden SARS now is backtracking 5 years, 10 years. And I'm just seeing everything is going right now. And Quran Sharif also, we mentioned this ayat before. The farihu, man becomes happy with his lifestyle. Becomes happy with his lifestyle. فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, that when insan and man forgets ma dhukiru bihi, that which we reminded him of, we warned him, we reminded him, then we open the doors of the skies and the earth upon him. But he becomes haughty, he becomes happy, he forgets the warnings of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, gets involved in sin, then the barakat will disappear, then the empire will collapse. This is all a system of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Well, Sayyid Ahmad Khan Sahib rahimullah would say that insan has mastered the system of dunya and he is ignorant of the system of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Dunya he knows how to operate, to the extent he's learned how to take out the skin from the hair also. The hair is such a fine thing, he also has learned now to separate that too. But when it comes to the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, this he hasn't learned the system of Allah. And Allah Ta'ala's system is very easy, and Allah Ta'ala's system controls, the spiritual system controls the physical system. It's stronger. But he hasn't learned the spiritual system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, a man is deprived of sustenance because of a sin which he commits. Therefore man has to introspect. If those are opening too much also, and is involved in sin, then he should be more fearful. The Quran speaks about this also. That where a person is involved in open sin, and Allah Ta'ala is opening dunya also, and is really enjoying his life, then he is living on borrowed money and borrowed time. He should be more fearful. That he is flaunting the commands of Allah, breaking the commands of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, whether the family, no parda, no hijab, living on bank money, credit cards are maxed also, just enjoying myself. There's no fear whatsoever. So first of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first punishment ulama explain, the first punishment Allah ta'ala save us, is that he'll be deprived of obedience of Allah. This is punishment. He'll be deprived of the obedience of Allah. You're deprived or putting your head down to the supreme being that is sustaining you. He's more worried about his false boss, the false manager. The one that, so to say, is giving you the paycheck is more worried about him. Is that the true boss and the true manager? The true is Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But he's deprived of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This already is punishment. Then the wife will get involved in disobedience and the children. But he's happy about it. So a person has to introspect. When a person has taqwa, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ja'al lahu min amrihi yusra. Allah ta'ala makes all his affairs easy for him. Makes all his affairs easy for him when he has taqwa. On the other side of the coin, person doesn't have taqwa, Allah ta'ala makes everything difficult for him. He's working even more harder. Things are even more difficult, but he's earning. But there's no barakat in it. So therefore, when it comes to sin, my dear brothers, the ummah has come to a level now where major sins have become minor, and minor have become no sin. And some major sins also have become like nothing. There's nothing wrong with it. And unfortunately it's happening, and we hear it commonly nowadays, where we'll find where the mother will take the son for a proposal. My son likes the girl. And then the mother-in-law, future mother-in-law, will tell the family that does your daughter make heavy parda? We say, our home, we don't want too heavy parda right now. Inna lillahi. Mean we dislike the command of Allah. We dislike the command of Allah. Then the girl will ask the future husband also, we're not too heavy on deen. Sometimes we like this type of dressing, pass below the ankles, take out the topi, two lengths of hair, break in the command of Allah and be happy about it. Within the home also, major sins are happening. We have to mention these things so we become aware of it. When we have ghair mahram men working within the home. The helpers within the home are now become males. And the woman of the home not making parada. Like it's part of the home right now. Major sin. Husband is working hard, but doesn't realize I have a boy, call him a boy sometime, helper within the home. And the wife, and unfortunately it is happening also, where the wife says now she handles everything. Renovation she handles. Plumber comes, she handles. Electrician comes, she handles. We just pay the bills only. No parda, no hijab, major sin. Husband is working double hard, but the barakat is going out. Whether he's a daughter, whether he's a wife, whether he himself. When it comes to businesses also, ulama say make our businesses like how we have a tax-free zone, duty-free zone. Make it a sin-free zone also. Where it's only males, where my taqwa is safe. My taqwa is safe. This has become now even minor. I have a personal secretary. Personal secretary. And close contact also. Not realizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, be fast. وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا zina. Allah Pak doesn't say, don't make zina. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't go near it. لَا تَقْرَبُوا وَلَا تَفْعَلُوا Usul of Sharia. You don't go near, you won't get involved. تَقْرَبُوا وَتَفْعَلُوا You go near, you will get involved. Zina of the eyes, zina of the hands, zina of the tongue. And it's happening, and it leads to finally the haram act. And she's close, and there's no tawbah being made. So here Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned clearly, a man is deprived of sustenance because of a sin which he commits. Therefore we have to see in our life, what is it there right now, because of which the barakat I'm earning, but the sustenance of mine that allow me to obey Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, we'll have to see within our lives, what are the sins, what are the commands of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that are be broken, so we can live a sin-free life. Yes, we won't get 100%, we are aware of it. We'll make tawbah and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this dua we should make, Ya Allah, show me the sins in my life. Show me where I'm stepping up in my life. Today, the businesses, we are using different apps right now, AI, or we have advisors, show us where the problem is in the business, supply chain, or possibly like dispatch. Where are we losing the profits right now? And we've got CCTV cameras everywhere. So here ulama say also, we have all the CCTV cameras in the business to see who's stealing in the business. You see, more than that, remember Allah's camera is on my camera also. Where my camera is looking, Allah's camera is on my camera. Just to conclude, one example, there was a certain country where the traffic laws are very, very stringent. If you break the law of the country, the traffic laws, you will get a fine. The certain person went through a green robot, green light, and the camera flashed. Thought to himself, now the traffic fine will come. But I didn't do anything wrong. The light was green. So he came around the block again, went through, it was green light. It flashed again. Thought to himself, now the fine will come, I have a case against the department, I'll win this case because I wasn't at fault and I will sue them. He went a third time and he took a witness with him also. Went through the green light, the camera flashed again. When the ticket came for no seat belt. Where his eyes were, where the camera was. Allah Ta'ala's camera is on my camera also. Where I am looking, where the wife is looking, where I took the children, what they're looking at. All this is just exporting the barakat, not importing it. So all these things we have to introspect. Ya Allah, what is it within my life that's blocking the connection, the barakat? Because we want full barakat in our rozi. Allah Ta'ala give us sufi to understand, to make amal, inshaAllah. SubhanAllah.